Welcome to another discussion where Randy and I are going to be talking about a topic as it relates to school marketing. And right now, as we're recording this and making this available, that we are entering in kind of a national phenomenon every year. It seems like if you follow college basketball, both men and women, there is this thing referred to as March Madness, and it's going on in the end of March and the first part of April, and all these teams get together and play and tournaments and all that kind of stuff. And it's really an exciting time for a lot of the country. And so sports plays a big role, not only in colleges, but also in high schools. And we're going to talk about not only the athletic part of it and how it relates to marketing, but also the fine arts. And so we were looking at, you know, take a look at having some discussion today about extracurricular and how the extracurricular activities play a role in your school marketing. So I'm going to bring Randy on to help us to do that. Before we do that, I want to remind everybody, if you have a topic that you think would be helpful for you in a future discussion, please send us an email. Send it to help@yourschoolmarketing.com, and we'll be reviewing those and seeing what kind of topics we can come up for future discussions like that. So let's get started. Again, we're in kind of that season right now of athletics, but we're talking about not only, in some cases, you have band seasons and you have maybe in some schools dance seasons going on right now, but also you have your spring sports. Maybe high school basketball has ended, but maybe high school baseball and maybe some other spring sports are hot and heavy right now on the schedule. And so we want to talk about the extracurricular activities at your school and how that plays a role in the school marketing efforts that you have. So, Randy, what's your thoughts on this topic?
Well, I think that it's one of the greatest things that you can do to talk about your school, really. You know, where there's a lot of things. You know, academics is certainly, it's the reason you exist at the school. So we can't never want to get away from the fact that parents ultimately, I think most parents are going to want to see the value you're paying anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. I've seen them all, different schools that we've worked with. $25,000, people are going to want to see a value. And even those that pay $5,000, I've seen some schools that are subsidized by different churches and different groups that, you know, they're able to keep the tuition lower. But still, in those communities, families are still asking, is it worth it or not? So people are always going to be wanting to know, is the academic program top-notch? So am I getting academically what I want? Now, I will say that a lot of families, it's not the first thing they come to your school for. Sometimes they do come because they're looking for a good academic education. Sometimes that will definitely happen. But especially if you're in an area where maybe the public schools or charter schools around you are not particularly known for the strong academics, families will come there motivated by academics. But I've seen more often than not families coming to schools because of something related, a need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear, and it relates to, and often extracurricular activities become the solution to that problem, or the extracurricular activities is what really draws somebody in. And so we want to talk about that, of how to showcase those, whether you're talking about athletics or arts or any of those extracurricular things. We want to talk about that today. I mean, that's what we want to talk about, the idea that these extracurricular activities really play a vital role in telling families about your school.
Now I've come to a blank.
Okay, maybe you should start all over.
I think we've been good at this point. Maybe we just edit right here.
Okay. Why don't you say, okay, I don't know where we go from here.
Yeah, what's our message about? Are we talking about showcasing like things like the getting to know the coaches, getting to know the fine arts directors and what they're passionate about, telling their stories?
Yeah.
Is that would that work?
Why don't you talk about it from the staff, and then I'll talk about it from a student perspective of what students can do. So you just say, yeah, staff, it's a great time for your athletic director to tell. Here's our philosophy on athletics at our school. Here's my background. This is why I came to this school, kind of a teacher or coach perspective. And then you say, how can you use students in doing this?
Okay. So, Rania, one of the things that I want to start us off talking about related to how to use the extracurricular part. Well, for this discussion, we'll talk about maybe a baseball coach, but also a fine arts director. Maybe there's just one fine arts director for all the different fine arts activities. But I think one of the opportunities that a school has to showcase extracurriculars as part of their marketing message is telling the stories. And again, if you've heard us having discussions in the past on this kind of discussion topic or other places, you've often heard Randy even talk about how stories are so critical. But I think it doesn't get lost here either, because let's just use a student who's a good baseball player, but they're just not getting the time on the field at the public high school, or maybe there's some things going on at the public high school that you as a the parent sees as an opportunity to bring their kid over to the private school environment. And so you've got an opportunity here to showcase the differentiation of your school compared to maybe the public school. And this is where the stories can happen, because the parent is turning their kid over to you to say, what could you do for my son in his development, in his spiritual development? And so telling those stories, where if you've had an opportunity to have an on-campus visit with the baseball coach or the athletic director, and have them talk about their history. What's their story? How did they get started in the sport that they're in? What did they go to college? Where did they, how did they get to your school? And then also talk about their spiritual development, their spiritual growth, and maybe their philosophy on combining athletics and a Christian school environment. How would that necessarily play out? So let them have that discussion with them. And so be able to bring a student in and sit down, again, use an example, let's say you have a baseball player, have him sit down with the baseball coach and the parents to hear that message and hear that story. That's going to go a long way to improving your marketing efforts. I think the other thing you want to look at is if there are times when you can't have the coach there, immediately for the discussion, this is where we need to have the ability to have a video or something that you could email to that parent, prospective family, that's somewhat of a generic message, but it could be something that real good that says, hey, I'm Donnie Vaughn, I'm the head baseball coach at such and such Christian school, and I'm just wanting you to know that I'm passionate about this, and have them explain on a video why they're passionate, what their story is, where did they go to school, all those things that you want to include as part of this marketing message or part of this story. And it's going to play well in the marketing message, because now you are talking to a prospective family and they see this student that wants to play baseball, but the baseball coach is not available. He's on the road. He's traveling, whatever it might be. And so now, instead of just saying, well, I'm sorry, you can read up on him, why not be able to send him a link to your YouTube channel where you did a profile video on the baseball coach, and have that person be able to watch this video and see, kind of right there on the screen, what this person's like, what they're passionate about. And I think that could go a long way to in your marketing efforts, is focus on the staff, the athletic, department staff, your fine arts director, be able to sit, maybe she's sitting in the new fine arts facility that you've got, and you do a great, well-produced video with her talking about what she's passionate about relates to the arts and how that has a role with the school. And I think that just goes a long way to telling those stories. And so I would be curious, Randy, to know if you thought your thoughts on that, but also how the students can play a role in that. And so talk a little bit about that.
Well, be sure and cut me off if I'm running over. I've got a lot of thoughts about this. The thing you mentioned too about the coaches is certainly, you know, I've seen people on tours. You know, you can do what one of the things that I see of great value that a lot of people don't think about is there is actually, it's a strange way of thinking about it, but there's actually value when that coach is not in, you know, in the office when that person comes. Now, you would think, well, don't they want to see everybody? But what the video that you mentioned can give you is an automatic reason to follow up with that family. If without it, if they get all their questions answered and meet everybody they're supposed to meet, well, what are you going to, you know, you follow up with them and you think, well, okay, I'm going to follow up with them with, hey, how are you thinking? Are you ready to enroll yet? I mean, it's kind of a little bit awkward. I've had some admissions people thinking, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. But if you come back and say, hey, I was just, our volleyball coach wasn't there, but they, you could actually even customize it then and say, hey, I talked to my volleyball coach, and I know, you know, Karina was really wanting to meet the volleyball coach. So anyway, I talked about with Kush, and she sent this video, and then you send that link out, and it says, hey, Karina, I'm sorry I missed you. I was at the tournament where we got to win the tournament with the last, you know, whatever, and then, you know, we did this, and it's really a customized video. So don't ever fret if your person is not there, because you can use that as a touch point going forward. Same thing with students. I love students who are able to participate on a tour. They could be even on, they can, you know, kind of walk around on a tour, even lead the tour if they're mature enough to do it, which a lot of your students are. They just need to be trained on what to talk about. But even if they can't be on the tour, even when they get to the classroom, I've worked with schools who, whenever a tour comes around, you always have to be kind of aware that, yes, there's classroom activity going on and learning going on, but when a guest comes in, you need to stop for a few minutes and say, hey, we have a guest in our office. So, Brandon, would you like to stand up and tell a little bit about your experience here? And just have them automatically kind of in the class, ready to go. And, of course, you kind of plan some of this in advance, you know, to be able to have a few students that you know you could count on. But those students in person can give great testimonies, great stories, and they're the ones that really make a great connection. One, they make a great connection to the other student. If that future student is on the tour, that's awesome. I mean, they just make a connection that way. But even if just mom and dad come by themselves, when they see a student talk with confidence and with certainty about their academic, social, spiritual development, that is what, I mean, that's really what everybody pays for when they have an opportunity to go to a private school. They really want that confidence that student really exhibits whenever they have an opportunity to talk. So using students to tell these stories about how they're extracurricular, they're, you know, in some schools, you know, you're going to have a cross-country runner. Well, he is dedicated to cross-country. He's going to talk in depth about his training and what the coach that he's, you know, the cross-country coach and what that coach is teaching him. You may have others. You may be a school where you could have a multi-sport student where that student can say, yeah, I come to this school, and because of our size, I'm able to do basketball, football, and basketball and baseball. And I'm also able to do theater, too. And so it's like, really, that's something that, again, some schools, some larger public schools, you kind of almost have to go into a particular area. You don't always get to do a lot of different things. And so one of the benefits that you can showcase is showing how at a smaller school kids are able to participate in more things. And that really meets that felt need that a lot of times parents come to a school. They're really frustrated by the fact that their kid is maybe not being able to play or perform or participate. And so I think using those stories of showcasing the extracurricular activities is great. And leadership development is something that I've seen schools talk about, whether it's fine arts and, you know, orchestra, football team, but even had one school talk about their bass fishing club. It was just an after-school extracurricular. It wasn't part of the official athletic program, but they just had a hobby, and one of the teachers shared that same kind of hobby. And so they went for, like, I think the student and the teacher kind of met up about this in their freshman year, and for 4 years they went to bass fishing competitions, and a lot of schools in the area did that. So they developed a you know a student and teacher relationship that was just really profound, and it was just really giving them an opportunity to really talk about on this tour with these parents of, it doesn't matter what sport or what club or any of the different extracurricular activities, but it's kind of woven in the fabric of the school that wherever your kid is participating, they are learning social things, spiritual things, and, you know, they can certainly learn academic things as well, but it's that social and spiritual, that emotional maturity that they're getting, and the extracurricular opportunities really give a school a way to showcase that.
Well, I think that's some great information. Again, I love these discussions, Randy, especially on this particular topic that I know is going to resonate with so many families. Again, we want to invite you to send in your topics. If you have a topic you want us to discuss, we'll be happy to do so in a future edition. But until that time, we hope you've enjoyed this discussion of the extracurricular activities at your school and how it relates to your school marketing message.